The protesters covered their bodies with yellow mud, posing as statues made of gold, then sprayed themselves with red ink, a symbol of the indigenous blood spilt by miners in their reservations. 7,000 representatives of 200 indigenous tribes came from all over Brazil to the capital, Brasilia, to march against a controversial bill that would open their lands to mining and was scheduled to be voted this week. The protest was called on the same day that a 120-page report was released by the Yanomami people and an NGO with shocking stories about the damage already done by illegal miners.
Illegal miners have been offering food to our underage girls in return for sex. They polluted our rivers with mercury and poisoned the fish we eat. Now our youngsters feel they depend on gold to survive, and some of our leaders have sided with the miners because they feel they can't depend on the government for protection.
President Jair Bolsonaro has used the war in Ukraine to push the bill to the top of the agenda. Bolsonaro says Brazil's powerful agricultural industry may run out of fertilizers, which it imports from Eastern Europe, and should therefore exploit its own mineral resources. But it's mostly gold, not the phosphates used in fertilizer, beneath the affected indigenous lands, and illegal mining is already rampant. In 2021, the amount of Yanomami land destroyed by illegal mining increased by 46%.
The Kayapo and Munduruku peoples are suffering the same onslaught from armed illegal miners. That's why we decided to form an alliance to fight this threat by gathering as much information as we can and making it public.
Critics say the government has turned a blind eye to illegal miners for years.
Mining may still be illegal in Brazil's indigenous territories, but that has not kept illegal miners from invading indigenous lands. There are an estimated 20,000 illegal miners just in the Yanomami reservation.
The indigenous people say their lives are already at risk. Opening their lands to mining will leave them totally unprotected. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Brasilia.